A very good evening, faithful listeners of Eagle FM, and of course, faithful listeners of Life Lessons right to you on your number one talk radio station. That is Eagle FM. I'm your host, Ndafa. Happy usual. And of course, this time around, I'm here again to keep you company. Apologies for only beginning at this time around, something that was beyond my control. But nonetheless, we are here. We're going to get into it and we're going to get into our discussion. But you know, when you sometimes miss those few minutes, it always feels like you need to get them back. Yeah. But nonetheless, it's a beautiful Saturday. I hope you all are doing well. I'm doing well myself. Yeah, it's quite okay. It's not raining as, probably would have been expecting it, as it is raining heavily in other parts of the country, in other parts of the world. Definitely not, our country so far, as from what I've heard. I don't know how people are doing on in other areas, perhaps in the northern part and other areas. But so far in Windhoek, from the part where I'm coming from, it's relatively okay. The weather is relatively okay. Yeah. So nonetheless, welcome to Life Lessons right here. On your number one talk radio station. I hope you all are doing well. And tonight we're getting it into another interesting conversation on life lessons. Of course, today we're talking about a very interesting topic that I feel like I'm going to learn sincerely. I don't know much about this particular topic myself, and I'm here to learn today. I'm really here going to listen and learn. I hope you're going to learn alongside with me. So tonight we're talking about mastering the art of emotional intelligence, alongside my very guest in studio with me, that is Koza Daniel, and he is a business strategy consultant. A very good evening to you, Daniel, and welcome to Life Lessons.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm glad. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, ne? Yeah. I want to be very honest. There are some topics that sometimes I have an idea of what we're talking about, or I have an idea of, but there's one thing I have not understood at this particular point. Of course, I do hear people say it, write it on their status, and yeah, good thing. You know, they say emotional intelligence, but I can't say I know something when I haven't understood the depth in the core of it and the root of it. So yeah, I'm glad we're talking about emotional intelligence today. That is EQ from what people say. So yeah, but before we do get into that, Daniel, let's first understand, who is this business strategy consultant? Who is Koza Daniel?
Wow. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing me to your wonderful studio.
You're welcome.
Koza Tendai Daniel is my name.
Tendai?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. I run a consultant company called Strategy Center Institute, where we advance enterprise organizations and entities on business development, strategy, and leadership. Mm-hmm. I mainly focus on strategy and emotional intelligence. I also am part of an organization called Every Home. Every Home is a para-church organization that provides literature, biblical training, capacity building to churches and organizations. So I'm a coordinator for Okahanja and Rehoboth. At the same time, I'm a writer.
Really?
Yes. I've written two books so far.
Okay.
One is Leadership Defined, and the other one is Truthfulness in Journalism. We co-authored it with Dr. Shimi.
Yeah, yeah. Truthfulness in Journalism.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow. Yes, How much is that one?
That's only for 220.
Okay.
And then I also run a media and events company where we provide equipment, PA system, lights, stage, anything that can make your event great.
Yeah.
We do streaming events, we capture moments, we do even writing and publishing.
Interesting. You do a lot of things, eh?
Yes. So we'd be glad if you could direct clients to our organization.
Yeah.
Our office in Clan Windhoek, number 17 Jan Yonga Street.
Okay, interesting.
Yes.
Okay, but other than that, Koza Daniel, where did you grow up? How was your bringing like? How is life now?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Yes, but I've been here for the longest time.
Really?
I came here 2012.
Okay.
I believe I now fit in Namibia more than I fit in Zimbabwe.
Oh. You know, I like it when people from abroad actually find Namibia to be home. Namibia, you know,
home.
Yeah, I love it when they do. And this is something that I think a lot of people out from outside tend to find Namibia is home. I think we're very accommodative, you know.
Namibia is peaceful.
Yeah.
You guys are in a very great country.
Yeah,
I wish you know. If you are to compare it even in Africa, yeah. Namibia stand at really the apex of good governance, peace, and even liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I love living here.
Yeah.
I don't even want to live in America. I'm sorry.
Don't.
I would want to go and visit maybe.
Uh-huh.
And, less than 2 weeks, come back home. I love home. It's peaceful. It's, something that you're used to. I don't really like being in an environment that I can't find my way. Or don't know what this entails and stuff like that. But yeah, thank you. Continue now.
Yes. So this is me in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
I love people.
That's nice.
I love to meet new people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Pleasure is all mine. Now, of course, we're talking about emotional intelligence. I think the first question I would want you is to explain to us, okay, you know, define it also using layman terminology. What exactly, I have an idea of what emotional intelligence is. I think I'm thinking in my mind, it's, having control over your emotions, having to balance it and, how to react in particular situations, but you define it for us.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Emotional intelligence, we can divide or look at this, into two. There's emotions and intelligence. So intelligence simply means data or intel or knowledge. But in most cases, we can say it's data about something.
Okay.
You gather data so that you can make decisive, informed decisions about a particular aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So emotions are looking at our feeling that we have, like sadness, anger, happiness, joy, shame, even surprise.
Mm.
So when you're not trying to bring the two together, we're saying, how do we manage? How do we direct our emotions to work on our behalf? Yeah. You know, we are an emotional being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So emotional intelligence now is how can you manage that entity, the emotional entity that is part of us as human beings?
Yeah.
So emotional intelligence was coined by this great professor, Daniel Goleman.
Mm.
Yeah, later with time. So we look at about five aspects or five facets of emotional intelligence. Yeah. The first thing that we may look at is how do you regulate or manage emotions?
Mm.
Yeah, personal emotions. How do you manage them? When anger strikes you, when you are happy, when you are sad, how do you manage it? Because we know that when you are not able to regulate your emotions, they will regulate you. They will control you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are to check, even statistically speaking, people who are in prison, most of them are there because of emotions that went haywire.
Yeah.
Yeah. We normally do things out of order because you are not in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So emotions, if they are not put in their place, they take charge of us. That's when you see crime happening, divorces happening, even leadership. If you are to check with great empires of the past, you tend to check that, you don't see that most empires fall because there was lack of emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Yes. IQ, that is intelligent quotient, the measurement of our intelligence, is important. But it is not as important as emotional intelligence, because emotional intelligence has got power to direct our destiny, direct our actions, our habits. And even the, at the end of the day, showcase what the society and economics as well as politics could be. So emotions need to be controlled because they will reflect in the society, in the economy, in the politics, in our marriages, in every enterprise and entity that you are engaged and involved in. So one is regulating those emotions. The other part is empathy. The ability to be in someone's shoes, to be able to feel, think, see, and borrow someone's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, if you are to connect with the person, you need to understand the person. Mm-hmm. So empathy is the ability. Personally, I see it as divine or spiritual. I don't think a person who is not spiritual can actually have empathy. So I'll say this. But I believe someone who's truly human,
mm.
somebody who's at his true self can be, can have empathy. So empathy is the ability to see the way somebody sees,
mm-hmm.
to feel the way somebody feels,
mm-hmm.
sometimes to know and understand the way somebody understands. It's like you hack into someone's system.
Mm.
Yeah. So people who are truly human can easily do this, and people who are really spiritual,
mm.
you can do this. You can understand how somebody's feeling. At times, it comes as the result of your experiences. If you've gone through a lot of issues in life, maybe you went through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes through somebody who went through the same situation, you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because the emotions that go through that process are almost the same universally. Mm-hmm. So that's another part.
And you kind of like reason with them better and understand.
Yes, you can resonate with them.
Yeah,
very well.
That's true.
Yeah. Then the aspect, the other third aspect is social skills. Social skills is the ability to see emotions in others. You can tell that somebody's angry, somebody's happy, somebody's excited, somebody mm-hmm. is sad,
mm-hmm.
somebody is ashamed.
Yeah.
That ability to be able to see that, that's emotional intelligence. You know, when you can see someone's emotions, you can easily connect with them because you are now knowing that person at his core. Emotional intelligence is at the core of the aspect or the entity we call human being.
Interesting.
So just because you're able to see that somebody's angry, somebody's happy, you're also able to communicate, the aspect of communication. Communication comes from the word communion.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's communion in action.
Mm.
You're able to truly and genuinely relate to somebody through words in most cases.
Mm.
But communication goes beyond that. Relationship is communication. Business is communication. Every part of our lives, what joins the fabric of our lives as human beings is communication. So if you are able to communicate well, not only by word of mouth, by your deeds, by your actions, by who you are, then you can easily connect and relate.
Mm.
And that is emotional intelligence.
Interesting.
And then the other aspect is motivation. Motivation is another part of emotional intelligence. How do you inspire yourself to continue moving on, to live? What is the reason that you are here for? The purpose. Motivation comes from the word motive. Motive is related to the word reason. Why?
Mm.
Why? So whenever there is a purpose, normally people kind of have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you read scripture, sorry to impose scripture to your client, to people. But there's a verse that says, a people without a vision perishes.
Yes, indeed.
You can feel that, explain that scripture is a people without a purpose. A people without a vision, a people without a reason to live, they perish. The word perish can also mean they live carelessly. They become reckless.
Mm.
They just do it anyhow.
Mm-mm.
So at the end of the day, life is distorted. Life is destroyed. So motivation is one of the major aspects. Even discipline. I've come across people who separate discipline from motivation. They say, oh no, you need to be disciplined. Motivation, you cannot wait for it. No. Motivation can happen in silence. The reason why you are being disciplined is an intent, motivation. The reason why you are doing it, even if you are tired, that's a motive, that's motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot separate these two. You need it.
Mm.
You need that gush of air for you to continue soldiering on, fighting, for whatever cause you are in. Then the last thing, which is also one of the most important aspects, is self-awareness.
Yeah.
Self-awareness is the ability to know oneself. Do you fully know who you are? Do you know how you think? Do you know how you react? This seems like a very easy question, but it's not, because in most cases we have a fabricated vision of ourselves. You know, deception.
Yeah.
Before deception can happen outside to others, we first deceive ourselves. Rarely do you come across a person who genuinely admit that I'm a liar, I'm a thief, I've got anger issues, I've got trust issues. That ability to detect who you are, where you fell. One thing you need to understand about emotional things, we all fall prey to this aspect.
Yeah.
There is no one who can actually say, oh, now I'm emotionally intelligent, simply because maybe you attended a course or a training. This is a lifelong thing.
Okay.
You can die. So it's a process. The classroom actually for emotional intelligence is life itself. If you avoid life, I can't do this because of that, I can't do this because of that, you actually will not grow in emotional intelligence. You actually grow in emotional intelligence through the challenges we face, the happiness, we come across the events, everything that put you to a corner. It's amazing that there's a person in us who comes out when you are really disturbed or provoked.
Mm.
Yeah. You might never truly know that person unless and until you have been provoked and challenged. And that person can actually do more and great things. If you come across people who are so much devoted and committed to a cause,
yeah,
if you check the reason, you'll be surprised that the lady who is so much focused about lost kids, maybe lost a child.
Yeah,
yes.
Ne?
So some of these things we go about or through, they awaken this great person in us.
That's true.
Yeah. So self-awareness, you have to know the dark and the light part of you. Everyone has got the dark part. We are a work in progress.
Mm.
Yeah. So when you are aware of your true self, because emotional intelligence, you are not saying, you are not supposed to be angry.
Mm.
You, when you have emotional intelligence, you never be angry, you never be sad. That's not true.
Mm-mm-mm.
You are going to be sad. You're going to be angry. These are parts of things we will come across as human beings.
Yeah.
But with emotional intelligence, you are now saying you are aware that you can be angry and even kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
When you're aware that you can be deadly and dangerous,
mm-hmm,
it makes you refrain and restrain yourself from those situations and moments that can awaken that beast part of us. Yeah. So, you might not learn everything about emotional intelligence in the classroom or in a setup like this, but you become aware that it exists. Once you are aware of it, you can now be able to control yourself. You are now able to know what triggers you. Yeah. You are now not how to set boundaries, you know. So I believe, especially this time when with the advent of artificial intelligence, where humanity is on trial, we are now trying to question what it means to be human because of this tech that is now rampant everywhere.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
I believe emotional intelligence has become so important because it is one element that aid in our decision making towards humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Without emotional intelligence, we cannot make decisions that sustains or support life. Yeah, we can become logical, we can become intelligent, but without the human part, we cannot sustain life. So emotional intelligence is there to sustain life, to make life really remain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is, in short, what I can say, what emotional intelligence is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I could say there should be a marriage between our logical part and our emotional part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We think in numbers, but we also have to think in feelings. Yeah. If you are a leader, you are a husband, you are a political economist, you now need to see things not only in terms of zeros and ones or numbers, digits and data, but you also see people, feelings and emotions in it. And if you blend these two, I believe we can make profound decisions that are well-informed, that are human-oriented and that can sustain life.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes.
I think I get it now. I have a broad understanding of what we're talking about when we're referring to emotional intelligence. And I have so many questions, trust me.
No.
So many
please.
And you know what? Mm. And so many things are coming to my mind. I'm realizing that, wait, then why aren't we being taught about emotional intelligence in school, right in primary school, you know? And, you know, sometimes we do things out of anger, not necessarily because you are angry with that particular, let me say maybe that, something triggered you, but then it wasn't exactly the teacher in class, but uh-huh, then you push out your frustration towards the teacher, for instance,
yes,
but then they're not really the one at fault. So now I'm thinking, why aren't we, you know? But let's pause here now for a commercial break.
Okay. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
And we are back. Of course, we're talking about emotional intelligence alongside my guest, Koza Daniel. Daniel, that's a very interesting, explanation. Thoroughly well defined, made. I really get it now. But then I think one thing that's popping in my mind is, since emotional intelligence is such an important aspect of our lives, you know, and who then should teach us? Like, no, really, I'm wondering, why aren't we taught this in school? Not even in university, you know? Why aren't we taught this? Not even in church?
Don't say.
No, no, really. I mean, where are we supposed to learn this? I mean, how to really, I think also somehow it's a balance between embracing your characteristic or the person that you are, understanding who you are, knowing that yes, you can be a dangerous person. I think all of us can be a dangerous people. No, really, we can. You know, when I was back in university, my colleagues used to say, I'm a, what is it? What do you call this bomb? Is it dynamite or, you know, a bomb?
Grenade.
No, is it that? Is that one?
A grenade, yes, that can, you remove a small clip and explodes.
But I don't think it was that. There was a particular word that they used to say again, similar to that one.
Okay.
They used to say that about me, and apparently when I get angry, I could literally destroy something. I think that was really me. That was really me years ago. I'm very tolerant. I like to say my tolerance threshold is very high.
Okay.
But once I think I've tolerated to a point and the person keeps pushing, you know, I could literally sort of like explode, you know. I want to show you that I'm now fed up and tired. But thank God with time, and I want to believe that with Christianity coming my way, I now had to regulate, not consciously, but it just then sort of like happened. But I like how you're saying that we all have our dark side.
Yes.
And of course, and then the light side as well. And understanding ourselves is very important. And I also appreciate how you talk about, it's not to say you can't be angry. I mean, even the Bible says, be angry and sin not. We know that God also gets angry. You understand? First thing I want you to talk about, why are we not, you know, making this a viral thing? Why are we not teaching people? I mean, we have so many people in prison, you know, because like you said, because of lack of that emotional intelligence aspect.
Sure. Yeah, thank you so much. I think when you look at the way educational system was set, it was mainly to provide labor to the enterprise and to the to the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely did the industrialists thought about the true well-being of the human being that they are engaged or involved in.
Yeah.
So we see that the school system, as much as it done a lot, it also has got loopholes in ways it needs some alterations. Mm-hmm. I believe it's something that is supposed to be put, especially with this advent of artificial intelligence. This is something I believe the schools must. If you check now with most programs, if you check even strategy, management, most courses now, they are trying to blend in emotional intelligence.
Mm.
It has become a very pivotal aspect in leadership, politics, economics, family, society. It's something that you cannot really ignore. So most people, especially if into consultants, you turn to see that almost every aspect we're talking about now has got bits and pieces of emotional intelligence. So I think the schools, because of the system that where they're coming from, that they are put forth to provide labor to the industrial and corporate world.
Yeah.
But now I believe as we progress, we are also exploring into the entity called human being, and we are trying to answer all the needs of a person. So I believe it's coming in.
It is there.
Yeah, I believe. Look at some schools; they've got this programs. What is this called? Skills, something to do.
Life skills. Mm.
Yeah, in life skills, I believe the centerpiece of life skills is emotional intelligence. Yeah,
You cannot. I see.
Yeah, you cannot communicate well. You cannot relate with others well. Mm-hmm. You cannot love. Mm-hmm. You cannot appreciate. You cannot do anything in the society without touching or coming across emotional intelligence. So. I actually pray that it actually become more emphasized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about those that are in prison already, and also the aspect of trying to avoid such, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want you to get to the core of it. What I think I'm right. I'm asking the right person. Okay. Get that right.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of when a person commits murder.
Uh-huh.
You know, they are so angry at that point. Perhaps it could be a spouse or a girlfriend
mm-hmm.
that then triggered, you know, we know how relationships nowadays in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, no faithfulness. This mm-hmm. one is cheating on the other one. And then this one finds out and
mm-hmm.
makes them so angry. Mm-hmm. And jealousy. They get so jealous and they probably were arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular person gets so triggered and so angry
mm-hmm.
and then boom, they kill their partner. And then as you go into prison and this person will now tell you that I don't know what came over me. Yeah.
Sure.
I think I want you to explain in that aspect
okay.
in terms of emotional intelligence, what perhaps goes on in that moment and what can a person who, God forbid, they are going to be in a similar situation where they are pushed to the core and they feel, you know, the anger is boiling in them and they want to take action against the next person. What then can they do, you know, to avoid that?
That's it.
Hold on before you answer that.
Short on cash? Get to where you save for a bargain combo of 5 for just 170.00 Namibian dollars. 2.5 kilograms champion super maize meal. 2.5 kilograms Bokomo fat cook flour. 2 kilos nice rice. 2 kilos marathon white or brown sugar. And 1 kilogram grande macaroni or spaghetti. That's all for just 170.00 Namibian dollars. Hurry to your favorite you save. We all set at You Save.
Spend less and get more with Budget Beaters at WB. Get a 2-liter Rietfontein juice for only $36.99. 5 kg nice rice for just $87.99. 4 kg Kadila chicken portions for $189.99. And 2 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for only $57.99. See more month-end specials at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Okay, Mr. Daniel, please get right into it for us.
Wow, thank you so much. The aspect that you've brought forth, Miss Hippy, is mm-hmm. It's a very touchy and sensitive aspect of life. Many a time we blame people who kill or do something an atrocity, and we say, how could that person do such a thing? How could that person do such a thing?
Yeah.
But we tend to forget that that person is actually a reflection of us. Everyone, as I told you, has got a dark part and a light part. Everyone put it a corner for good enough time with an enabling environment is a potential criminal. Is a deadly person. We all have a limit as human beings. There's a place where if you cross that line, we become something like an animal.
Okay.
If you check even in the World War, you won't believe that the World War One, World War Two, millions died. Human beings killing each other. That was a line that was crossed. So when somebody does such a thing, if there's somebody who's listening to this, I would like to understand that we are potential criminal, potential evil people. The reason why
we're actually evil people.
Don't say because
you know it's I think it's with time and with age also and with faith also that you change, you know?
Yes.
But otherwise we are very evil people. Yeah.
If you put anyone into a situation like I put you are born in Afghanistan, a war zone area. For some time you are human. With time you are human, maybe the first week, the first month.
Yeah.
But with time you start to blend in, you adapt to the lifestyle. You live by the gun.
Ish.
So we need to be aware of this aspect that if you are thrown and put into an enabling environment that intrigues that nature in us, we are bound to do things that will even shock us. So the major aspect we want to look at is the environment that you are in. And the environment consists of the ideologies that are in the society. It involves the people that are there. It involves what you call normal. So if you grow up in a place where maybe it's barbaric, people do anything, with time, the environment will conquer you. So a person has to be aware of the environment that he's in, that the house that I'm in here, doesn't it push or poke that nature in me? Yeah. So you need to be aware of the environment that you are in, because if you are fully tested, the environment will defeat you and will sculpture you. It will shape you to be like it.
Yeah.
So the reason why you come across somebody now killing someone, he is in most cases in an environment that poked or intrigued that nature in us. Some people, because of the past of what they went through, they carry a lot of pain. Let's say you grow up in an abusive environment. Or you grow up, you were defeated. Maybe failure, there's a generational failure in your family. It kind of has an imprint in our souls. And you know what? Whatever happens to us is imprinted into our souls. There's nothing that gets deleted. So to say this, it's kept in the soul. It's like in the pain body. So that's why we have to control ourselves. What self-control simply means, you are able to go somewhere, but then you are able to pull yourself back. That's self-control. So self-control is you know you have to do something, but you are able to pull back yourself. You are able to do that, but you're able to pull yourself back. That ability to pull back is self-control. So the evil nature, so to say this, does not really actually really die. Like you are really complete. It's like putting a python in a cage. The python is there, but it has been restricted. So those boundary lines we put, an enabling environment that enables the light in us to shine is the one that makes the python in the cage be still and not be dangerous. You have restricted its movement. It's lethal venom. It cannot go through or past the cage. So I believe that's how sometimes we have to treat ourselves. So looking at the python now, who kill somebody and start to wonder what happened to me. I want to say everyone can do something beyond imagination. Really, if somebody has been tormented and tortured for a good enough time, if somebody's saying somebody abusive, let me say maybe so, it's your husband, the man, always abusing this lady, insulting her or beating. She may stand for some time, but there will come a time when the humanity will break. That's when maybe she can do anything.
That's the thing. Yes. You know, and sorry to cut you, Daniel, but just want you also to speak on this. And that's why personally, when I do hear of a woman that killed their husband or killed their partner, but it's the woman, right?
Mm.
Not the other one, not the man killed. Specifically when I hear of a woman killed the husband or killed the boyfriend, you know, reading the newspaper, something like that.
Mm.
I always ask myself, what has that partner been repetitively doing that pushed that woman
exactly.
to that extent? Because I know we shouldn't generalize, but I speaking not just because I'm a woman, but I tell you, as women, we nurture. Although we may have our mistakes, we generally nurture our relationships, you know?
Yep.
We want an image out there, you understand? I want to protect my image that this is my husband. This is my partner. You understand?
Yeah, yes.
So breaking up is something that we don't look forward to. So when it comes to a point where really, the woman then goes and, terminates the life of this person, there's more to question. And I always ask myself, what has this person been doing that pushed this particular lady to the core?
Yes. Yes. So you can see that there's something maybe that was done repetitively.
Yeah.
For a good enough time.
Yeah.
And in most cases, that lady or maybe that man was actually sharing this information to friends. My wife is doing this to me.
Mm.
And we take those things for granted.
Yeah.
And they accumulate. They accumulate.
Yeah.
They actually will come to a point whereby there's no turning back. If one can reach that level.
Yeah, true.
Good, given good enough time.
Mm.
So, we may need to look at the reasons why something happened.
Yeah.
If you look at maybe a dispassion killing.
Mm.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, I don't know if you can agree with this. Do you think a man could just come home and beat the wife?
No, of course not. I don't believe that either.
Yeah.
Women also provoke men.
Yes.
I tell you that.
Mm.
You know what? I always used to say to myself, a man, let me speak under correction, right? But this is just an opinion. Even the listeners shouldn't take it as a fact, but it's my opinion, right? Yeah. Where I always say that a man can't really just hit a woman out of the blue. She must provoke him also. That's somehow I feel. You must probably say certain words, unless they are drunk and they are under the influence of alcohol maybe, and then they just start beating you, you know, because, you know, something else is working on them. But just like that, and the person just starts beating the lady because she's just quiet. She's not doing anything. And I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
So I do believe that women can also provoke men to the core. You know, and I think for us women, we want to challenge. I want to hurt you. You know, you can hurt me physically, but I sort of like want to hurt you with my words.
Mm.
I want to say those words that I know are going to be painful.
Mm.
I call you names like, you're useless. That is why you lost your job, and you know that's going to pain you because you've been looking for a job for over a year now. I'm going to say something like, you're just like your father. And that is painful because you know your dad used to abuse your mom. And so it pains. And so the man then feels like, I'm going to teach this woman a lesson.
Yeah.
So really, I think this are honest conversations that we need to be having.
Yes, yes. You know, there is a word which we normally use. So that is vexed. That so is vexed. When we say someone is vexed, it means he's been taking in punches. This person has been taking punches. So his ability or her ability to stand or to resist lowers. It's like if you keep punching something, the soul is vexed.
Yeah.
And the ability to resist lowers. You get the point? That's when a person has actually become very dangerous.
Mm.
I could say, if you're in a situation whereby there's something repeating. Someone's saying something bad to you always. Someone's abusing you always.
Mm.
There's something repeatedly happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to find help.
Mm.
Because those are small or minute events that seems isolated.
Mm-hmm.
But with time, if somebody like what has been told useless for the last 10 years, his mama told him, his teacher told him, his friends told him, it accumulates to become the solidified aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just take one moment, one day where by the little loose, somebody will say, Daniel, you are nothing. And it triggers. That's what we're talking about, triggers. That there are triggers. So some people, what triggers them are words. maybe.
And I want to believe most people, what triggers them is words.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So, if time allows now, we really need to look at how do you then stay in those moments.
Because, we need to.
Yeah, because they will never be in a situation or in a world where there is people going to talk to you nicely.
Mm.
That world is not really going to come in this world. Maybe okay. In the next. So you, as a human being, you now need to really put structures,
mm-hmm.
put system within yourself to stand and be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest words we talk about in emotional intelligence is resilience.
Mm.
The ability to stand, mm-hmm. torture, and pain, and still be a human being.
Oh, okay.
Because life is hard.
Yes.
Life has got challenges. If you walk out, if you continuously and constantly run away from situations and trials, mm-hmm. you will not grow. And you will never really discover your truest self.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we actually become resilient. Mm-hmm. You know, so to say this, but one of the reasons why actually some marriages are ending is because the generation of today is not strong enough
to bear those challenges.
The emotional hub of marriage. Do you know, a personal relationship is very hard to maintain and contain.
Actually.
Yeah, actually it's one of the hardest. If a relationship goes personal with anyone, it can be a friend, it goes personal. It has actually tagged a sensitive area.
Yeah.
It now needs, you actually have to be more careful of people whom you are, who are in your personal space,
yeah.
than some people who are very far away from you. So, I believe with time we're going to talk about how can you really stand those moments.
We need to talk about those. Yeah. Otherwise, we won't do the listeners justice.
Yeah. So, from the question you asked, like, the reason why somebody end up doing something of that magnitude,
mm-hmm.
is because one of the past experience that somebody has went through,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and there is, we call it the pain body. The mm-hmm. pain is being kept inside, bottled. The person did not find help to release it out. That's why actually women are much better at times when it comes to emotional things. You've got many portals to release your pain and your anger.
Mm-hmm.
While as for men, we tend to keep it inside. So there is need. It's unfortunate that when somebody gets hurt, they quickly go to, if I get my leg gets hurt, I quickly go to a hospital. Yeah. But when somebody speaks something painful, we don't find help like a therapist or a psychologist.
Yeah.
But you know one thing that happens, Mrs.
And then we boil it up and then it's going to resurface sometime. Yes.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. You know what? Emotional damage is so detrimental in that it affects every part and aspect of your life.
Mm.
It's different when your hand gets hurt.
Yeah.
You can still walk.
Yeah.
Because it's only your hand. But when you're damaged emotionally, it affects even your mind performance, your emotional state, your drive, your focus.
Yeah.
So it affects almost every part of your body. If a chick people went high blood pressure, stroke, migraine headaches, it's because of emotions that are it's because of emotions that are not well handled. The past that was not well handled. So emotional damage needs attention as much as physical damage. Actually, emotional damage needs more help and assistance because it has got capacity and propensity to affect every part of your body. It affects your mental aspect, your physiology, your biology. Every part of your being is affected. It's like putting a malware in your software. It affects everything. Yes. So, do not underestimate when somebody's hurt you. When somebody's genuinely hurt you, find help. Find somebody whom you can talk to. You really need help. Because once it accumulates, some people think that when they are silent and quiet, that's healing. No, you're not. Yes, there is a level of maturity whereby you can hurt me. I keep quiet, I do nothing, and it kind of dispersed or disappears. That's maturity. But most people, it accumulates, it gathers momentum in our soul, in our pain body. Then they come a time now where somebody triggers you. That's when you do something that you want.
You regret.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the idea. I pray that most people don't usually see criminals as some wild animals.
Mm.
We need to really
know. I think we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really need to see them as us. We are just the same as people who are in prison. Mm. The difference is that they went through situations that they went through.
Mm.
Yeah. If either of us is put into a situation,
would have reacted even worse probably.
Yes. So I pray that we really remain human. and be tolerant to others, and try to understand that rather than judge and condemn. We really need to look at what happened, why did it happen, how can we help, rather than condemn and judge.
You know, lately I've been thinking about visiting prisons.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been in my mind lately. And when you speak like that, I, you know, sometimes we, society, we fail to really understand why people do what they do. When you hear why the person did what they did, you are less judgmental, you know?
Yes.
Empathetic with them. You are empathetic with them, or you empathize with them.
Yeah.
Right. So, I now remember of a particular lady. It was covered on news, where she was narrating a story and she was reading, and she broke down in the moment of also telling a story. She killed her child. And it was because she was in a relationship with this particular man and they were so in love. And then when she got the child, he started mistreating her. And obviously she transferred the anger that she had inside of her and killed the child. And then another aspect of the story was that she was abused. Is it by her mom or by her aunt? Her mom somewhat abused her, didn't love her, said all kinds of bad words to her. So then she found, so now I understand it as she found somebody who loved her. Remember, her mom didn't give her love. Then she found somebody who loved her, who happens to be a boyfriend. And then that boyfriend went and betrayed her, betrayed that love. So the wound becomes worse because there's already another wound. The wound becomes more painful. And therefore, now trying to balance it or sort of, she now let the anger explode. You know, these are things that I've come to learn with time, and I see we really need to speak to people and understand. That way we become more human.
Wow. That's deep. I wish people could take what you are saying. Yeah. We really need to understand is to be in someone's viewpoint, shoes.
Yeah.
You are able to relate with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you communicate well and effectively with people, actually, I tell you, we will solve a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish that could happen. I wish that could happen. You spoke something that is very betrayal.
Mm.
Now, betrayal cuts in the core.
Betrayal, ne?
Yeah, it cuts in the core. You put your trust in someone, then all of a sudden they stab you in the back and they turn against you.
Mm-hmm.
You end up trusting no one.
Mm.
Even if people who are not actually loving to you and kind to you, you question them. You question their motive.
You do.
You start to question everything. Somebody does good to you. I said, why is he doing good to me?
Is he genuine?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's actually a fault in our mental aspect. You really need help when you've been betrayed.
Yeah.
If you've been betrayed, you really need help for you to reinvest that mindset you used to have as a child. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at children, they look naive. The child is just believing in jumping on any child.
Mm-hmm.
He's loving. That's actually the mindset you're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
If you come across people who grew up in a very healthy society,
yeah,
like a very peaceful society, they quickly trust, they quickly love,
they
quickly
course.
Believe. Okay. Yes.
They quickly become gullible.
You think that these guys are naive? Yeah, they are not, they are truly human.
Yeah.
You're walking in the streets and somebody is looking for help. Somebody jumps to help. He doesn't ask, is this real or what? And you think, this guy is not serious. He's being duped here.
Yeah.
Mm. So we want you to come to that level where we actually become children again. I pray that we could be like that.
Yeah, I pray that I'll be like that.
Okay, that's the ultimate of emotional intelligence. I believe people who are really emotional intelligence are children and old people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old, I don't know if you've come across very old people.
Yeah, I have.
Yes, they are no longer reprovoked or moved by anything.
No, they're not. Yes. They're so understanding.
They're very understanding.
It's not like us, adulthood, early adult. Yeah.
If you take that understanding that older people have and put it in our generation, in our age gap, oh my God. But the challenge is we need to get it now. That's when it can be beneficial.
Okay.
Because when you have emotional intelligence, when you're at this age like you and I, you discover that our decisions are profound.
Yeah.
We're able to push forward for greater heights.
That's true.
Yeah.
Daniel, we have a scheduled commercial break that's coming up. And listeners, we're going to take a musical break also. But we'll be back. It's just getting very interesting and very beautiful. Just so stay tuned.
Why pay more when you can pay less at USave stores? 2 kilograms real good frozen mixed chicken portions for only $109.99. 5 kilos top score super maize meal, $62.99. 500 grams Romy 37% fat spread brick, just $13.99. And pay $34.99 for 750 grams U-Brand original mayonnaise. USave, where good food costs less.
I'll smile, don't know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm moving my arms to you.
And we are back. So, like I say, we're talking about emotional intelligence. And I want to believe this is a very interesting topic because it covers so many different topics, Daniel. It really does. I never really understood it to the core, but now that I am, I noticed that it plays so many different roles in so many different aspects of our lives. Yeah. Were you saying something before we took a break? Or was I the one saying
something? You were about to talk about the people in the divorce aspect.
Oh yes. Let's talk about relationships, eh? And emotional intelligence and what part it plays in relationships.
Okay.
And then also incorporating how we recently are ahead of the statistics of divorce cases, something I didn't really want to talk about. But yeah, please say it for us.
All right. Thank you so much. Emotional intelligence is related to psychology as well as therapy.
Yeah.
You cannot really separate these aspects. But emotional intelligence is not really therapy. If you check with problems which we experience in any form of relationships, they have a bedrock. They have a root cause where they are coming from. People can have that superficial ability to communicate well, manners, which we normally talk about so much. But if the real aspect, the bedrock, is not addressed, it's hard to create a great working relationship. I can give you an example. Let's say I learn how to communicate well with you, but down here I've really betrayed you. The trust is no longer there. Even if you try to speak well, but the bedrock of relationships, what really sustains most form of relationships, is respect. Genuine respect. Then contain. You can call it love or and real concern. You genuinely care for somebody.
Yeah,
we know it just got levels, but there's a genuine the word humanity means care. The word humane is humane.
Okay.
It means he's caring.
Okay.
Yeah. So bedrock of all forms of relationships is respect. Then contain. There's contain, general feeling, general care for somebody. Then responsibility. You can also take it to accountability. Responsibility is not action that we take, that sustains. Because everything that is not actionable, I can say, oh, I like you, you're happy. But what are the things that I do to sustain this relationship or connection that we have? Am I doing my part? You know, a contract has got two terms. It's got my part, my terms that I'm supposed to do, and your part that you're going to play. So relationships are bound and kept by these aspects. Respect. Do I genuinely respect you? Even if you're different. Even if you don't agree. You don't necessarily need to agree. Or you don't necessarily need to have the same level of knowledge or school to respect somebody. Or we respect somebody because he's human. Yeah. You don't respect somebody because he's got money or you get something from him. Respect is part of what makes us humans. I didn't respect you as a human being, not because you've got more money than me or you've got this or that. But now we see in our societies, our respect is selective. You don't respect somebody because you agree with that person. You're saying, you can say, Daniel, do you know that snakes can fly? You know.
But because you have money, I'll agree.
Then I chose not to respect, but I can respect. Okay, that's the level of knowledge that he has. That's his understanding. You get the point. I don't need to despise you because you are different or you're lower, maybe in society.
So
respect should be is something that you should put into context if you are to have great and strong relationships.
That's true. That is so true. Now let's dwell a little bit on that. Respect. Are we talking in general or specifically just in a intimate relationship, sort of like in a partner relationship, or just in general?
I was talking on all aspects.
On all aspects.
Yes.
Right? Great.
From marriage to business to personal relationship. Yes.
Respect. I believe that point that you just made, that, you know, when we respect people regardless, I like to add, I have a different, mindset when it comes to gender, gender role, not gender roles, but gender, as in this one is straight, this one is whatsoever and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't advocate and I don't believe and I don't wish for anybody to be attracted to the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I have this understanding that just because a complete stranger
mm-hmm.
over the is gay or is lesbian or is, you know,
mm-hmm.
or whatsoever, that doesn't mean that I can't give them the respect that they deserve.
Wow.
Why? Yes, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. I know where I stand in terms of faith and belief in this particular aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I impose my belief and my faith on people by force.
Wow.
You know, the one
mm-hmm.
thing that we've human beings, and I think a lot of many Christians fail to understand, or some Christians fail to understand, is that we win people over by our love and how we treat them. There's no way you're going to get somebody who is of a different belief and faith as you are by being harsh to uh-huh. them. It's mm-hmm. rather through love.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely do this, not because I'm trying to win over somebody, mm-hmm. but because first of all, this person is a human being.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, they made their choices.
Wow.
You understand?
Wow.
They will live with the consequence of their choices.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I need to show them respect.
Wow.
In other words, when we meet on the street, I mustn't be chit-chatting to my friend Daniel, gossiping them because they are standing there
mm.
and speaking about, look how they, you understand?
Wow, wow.
That particular aspect of respect, I completely agree. And as a result, I don't want to brag, but I have, dealt with people who I didn't even know their title. Like, you know, when I came into this field, I was a novice. I was a novice, right?
Mm.
I could be talking to the deputy minister of whatever, the executive director, and I don't even know who they are. You understand?
Wow.
Especially at events, we would be engaging and talking and what.
Mm-hmm.
Only for me to find out later that, oh, that was the ED for the Ministry of Health. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So, which should be like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is how we are supposed to relate to people. Not because of your title, Daniel,
wow.
because you're a
wow.
business consultant and you've dealt with those big companies, but because you are Daniel and you are a human being.
Wow.
I should treat you with respect.
Wow. Hey, that's deep. You know, on that same note.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can actually achieve what you've mentioned and said here. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just said that it takes a very mature person to respect somebody who is maybe less educated.
Mm.
Or maybe lower in rank at an organization.
Yeah.
Always doing something that is so much different from yours.
Completely.
Like the idea you give of gender aspect.
Mm.
It takes a lot of civilization.
Mm.
Yeah. It takes a lot of civility to be able, civilization actually, to understand that we are different. I don't condone.
Thank you.
The acts that you do.
Yeah.
But I also don't have a right to attack you as a person. I don't support this aspect.
Yeah.
I can separate these two, okay? We are as human beings, we are also very much, if you're a parent,
yeah.
We do that with our children. Yeah. We can actually love our child, but not condone what he does.
Exactly.
This is what God does
with us.
Yes. So I believe we need to do the same. With people whom we meet, you don't support what they do.
Yeah.
You don't approve it or stamp it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you respect them as humans. As humans.
Okay,
if we do that, we are able to win those people.
Yeah.
You have just mentioned something. You said we win others by love.
Mm.
Love is the greatest antidote. If you are to use the society, what use and bring societies to get is genuine contain, like I told you,
mm-hmm.
that contain care for one another.
Mm-hmm.
We are different here. But I have to treat him as a human being.
Yeah.
If we reach that level, then amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know what? I'm looking at you and I'm like, Daniel, you have to come back on this show.
Don't say.
No, really. I'm just looking at you like, wow. I'm learning so many wonderful things here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So it takes a lot of wisdom and knowledge to do that and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we just choose to look at, to see people and choose to treat them the way we want to be treated.
Yeah.
If had we been in their situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the case. Yeah. The issue is sometimes we put ourselves at a pedestal like the judge. We are the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. We feel like we're better, we're more important.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can condemn others.
But we have our own skeletons that we're dealing with.
Everyone has. Everyone has.
Mm.
Yeah. It's said that we judge others. We don't have a right to do so. No human being has got power to judge anyone.
Mm.
We just do judging, like what you're doing, so that the society continues to move on. But no one is really, it's only God who can actually judge a human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that doesn't mean we can't point out their mistakes, right?
Yes. Yeah, we can. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we respect people,
mm-hmm.
it also doesn't mean we have to approve what they do. This is to be separated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're also speaking about other qualities like responsibility,
mm-hmm.
Care, and all that kind of stuff. How do we perhaps maybe employ this ones, you know? And I think I want us to move from general, mm-hmm. right? From general to going into relationships. You know what?
Uh-huh.
The other day I was outside my house, yeah? And I heard a couple arguing. I think they had moved. I don't know how long ago they moved in, but then people are always moving in opposite my house, living in. The house is up for rent, so there's always people coming in and living and stuff like that.
Mm.
So I had this couple that were arguing and so loud, and I had the lady saying, call her back and tell her that, what? That you're not interested or something like that. I'm not sure. Like something like that. It was a real argument. And the man was like, she's my friend. And stuff like that. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh my God. that stress,
uh-huh.
that immaturity, God, I don't want to deal with that.
Mm.
So I'm a type of person. I can't allow people, especially my neighbors, to be arguing and I don't get involved.
Wow.
You know, although in the past people used to say, be careful, you know, stuff like that. But I won't go there in a harsh manner. Of course, I'll be very, calm also because, the fire is already hot on the other side. I can't go with the fire as well. I need to humble myself.
Mm.
So I went and I called the lady and she's like, yes. And then so I called her. Mm. And then I was speaking to her and I said, you know what? It's not good that the neighbors, everyone, hears or knows, because my child told me that it's a common thing. Oh. And my other neighbors told me that those ones are always arguing. And I'm like, no. So then I went to talk to them and I was hoping to speak to the both of them, mm. but then the gate was locked. So she came outside and I was like, it's actually not good that, you know, you let neighbors know when you and your spouse are happy and when you are not happy with each other. And you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, but we'll talk later. She went back in the house and she's still fueling. And I'm like, do women understand that they are wasting their time by telling a man that delete this particular lady's number, don't talk to them anymore? He can do that in front of you, of course.
Uh-huh.
But then when he goes out there, he continues. You understand?
Mm.
So that is another aspect of emotional intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And allow me to safely say, she's not yet come to that level where she can control him, her emotions and that heat and that anger and that jealousy and that whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know? So talk to us about, especially to women, and I think to men as well. No, to men it will come in later. To women in regulating their emotions, especially when they are dealing with their partners.
Wow, that's a deep thing. Yes, I've been in the shoes of a lady now. From our understanding and reading, you understand that women are a bit more emotional
mm-hmm.
than men. It does not necessarily mean that men have no emotions. It means women can release their emotions and exhibit their emotions more than men.
Yeah.
Women are more expressive of mm-hmm. their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So the statement women are more emotional is just a statement we use in the streets, but both of us are extremely emotional. It's just that the one part can reserve the emotions, can maintain, keep them. Not really being, I'm not talking about being emotionally intelligent, but the ability to say, I can release them. Because with men, releasing of emotions is taken as weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, I personally don't really condemn women for being able to express themselves.
Okay.
actually, emotional intelligence teaches us that it's actually intelligent. It's actually good for somebody to freely express himself. When you are angry, ensure that you're angry. Tell you what. That part is needed.
Mm.
As long as you don't damage anybody.
Okay.
Yeah. If you actually have a reasonable partner, he must give you the time to blow up and explode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure that maybe there's no one who's being damaged.
Okay.
But that ability to release out is much needed.
Yeah.
And you can actually, you can relate well with a person who's expressive than somebody who is blunt.
Ah.
You hit me, then I just keep quiet. This person that can be deadly and dangerous.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Because they're able to channel that anger and pain and emotions to really do something that is very evil. That's when you see somebody who can drive from the north, like the case I had, driving from Vindok to the north to kill somebody.
Yo.
That means he has managed to blend logic and emotion. That person becomes deadly and dangerous. So if somebody can fully and freely, even our kids, if they can express themselves, shout and jump, in a controlled environment, allow that.
Mm.
It's part of being human. Somebody's truly angry and they want to talk. And if it's your partner or your close friend, allow them to express themselves. As long as they're not hating somebody, it's needed.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes. The challenge is we quickly stop others. You can't stop. You can't talk. You can't do this. And we stop them. We close them.
Yeah. You allow the thing to boil up inside.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we don't. There is a way now you can channel that anger and pain, like the methods are going to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if somebody wants to express himself or herself without hitting somebody or damaging anything, allow them to do so. It's important. It's not, relationships are not always walk in the park.
Yeah.
Like we always talk good stuff.
Mm.
There are things that are hard and harsh that are required in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That should happen, like hard talks, those talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes even quarreling. Quarreling, some people think that it's some people are insulting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, insulting is bad and evil. Don't
forget about that. Of course.
But the idea of expressing oneself out of anger. Yeah.
And if there's anything I hate is when I want to express myself and the next person wants to be quiet, or the next person walks away, or the next person completely ignores me to say, no, let me allow you to cool down. Allow me cool down. How am I going to cool down?
Mm.
You disappear for, I don't know, like hours.
Yeah.
And I'm here boiling. And I think I would best prefer, listen to me, hear me out. Let me express the fact that I hate that you came to pick me up late and this and this and this and then, you know, without being insultive. And then afterwards I've expressed myself, coming now and say, okay, this which you did. Okay. I did this for a reason and this. And yeah.
Yeah.
So,
On the same, something that came up when you're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
What did I want to say? When somebody is not okay and is very angry or taken aback, we need to look at the reason. Why is she shouting? Why is she angry? The root cause of anger, of sadness and pain normally is low self-esteem. That's also one reason. Somebody feels. Somebody's got low self-esteem.
Yeah.
You feel like you are nothing. Yeah. So when you feel like you are someone, it's a breeding place or breeding space for negative emotions.
Mm.
Yeah. So when somebody is angry and annoyed and is really doing that hub, the major source of that is low self-esteem or lack of respect. His ego or his true self has been hurt. Yeah. That person also feels unheard. Those are causes of this hub. So you have to address this rather than maybe listening to your argument and try to answer them. I should look at the main cause. The main cause is this person feels disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
This person feels he's not being taken serious or taken care of.
Mm-mm-mm.
So his true self is disturbed, is shattered.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody comes now and say, I hear you, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I start to resonate with you. I start to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
You see that with time, you calm down.
And that is what I would like. And I think that's what anyone would like. Yeah,
somebody,
you know?
If somebody could actually give you a hug.
Yeah.
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 So most.
But you men also, why don't men just understand women like that? Why don't they just say that?
Because you don't know. Like what you're talking about, people are not taught.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you come to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hold on. Let me tell them. Men, did you hear what Daniel just said? Sometimes you just need to offer a hug and say, I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Mm. Okay. Yes. So, if you show love,
yeah,
to contain and respect to somebody who is taken aback, you tell them that the person will calm down. Genuine concern that you are understanding. Yeah, you may not really take it, but you are understanding the pain.
Yeah.
A person can be angry for an obnoxious or very funny reason. But I can love you. Oh, how can you be angry for this? But I can understand your pain.
Mm.
Yeah. I remove the logical part of it.
Yeah.
Let's just say, let me give an example. Let's say you want something that is very funny or maybe something childish as a lady.
Yeah.
But that if you told me maybe as a man, I will laugh at it. But now I have to look at your emotions. This person is really committed to this. They really want this thing. That's what I look at.
Yeah.
You get that point. Then I address that aspect. I actually start to really respect this small, maybe it's a small dog or it's a small thing. I start to give it the respect that you have. That's understanding now. I don't know if you watched the movie called Wick.
Mm-mm.
John Wick. That's a very popular movie whereby his dog was killed.
Okay.
And he loved his dog. So he went after everyone who killed his dog. It became a popular hit.
Hey.
Yeah. So if you, when you are discussing now, you'll be like saying, how can you do this to people because of a dog?
Yeah.
No, this person is not seeing just a dog. This dog is a reflection and a memoir of his wife.
Oh.
He was given this dog by his wife.
And the wife died, I bet.
So he sees his wife in the dog.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is just not a dog. It's sentimental.
Yeah.
He can actually lose his home.
Mm-mm-mm.
So if we can have that understanding to, I don't really respect dogs. Imagine somebody saying, I'm not coming to work because my dog died. And he's telling you. You'll be like, what? What is this person saying? But no, maybe it's a foreigner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he stays with this dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came up from, it can be Germany or New Zealand or anywhere else.
And they pay a lot of money for that dog to come into the, to come with the plane.
Yes. So you might laugh at it. How can you see? You can't stop. You have to come to work today. But you might convince them to come to work, but you fully have to understand that aspect of saying this dog was extremely important to this person.
Yeah.
So say when it comes to women, men ought to understand women.
Mm.
Yeah. Women, their emotions are very open.
Mm.
Yeah. They try also to make sense in a way that to us it to make sense in things that we don't see sense in.
Mm.
Yeah. So we as men, if you are to relate with men, with women at a better level, I believe we have to understand that aspect. To address their emotions, we need to respect them. They're expressive human beings.
Mm-hmm.
They can get angry, they can be sensitive. It's also very important. It makes you caring more. It makes you women.
Yeah.
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 Who would want to have a lady who is just flat out,
you know,
closed,
doesn't have any emotions? You know what? You remind me of one time my pastor was preaching about a good husband. Ooh, and I enjoyed that preaching so much. You know why? He was making examples of men in the Bible, husbands in the Bible. He specifically touched on Hannah's husband. I can't remember his name now. Hannah, Samuel's mother. And you know, before Hannah was barren, when she was barren, the husband used to say, what's his name? I don't know. It's not coming in my mind. Hannah. Okay, never mind. Yeah. So then Hannah's husband used to say that, Hannah, why are you crying? Am I not to you better than
Penina?
No, Penina is the other The second wife.
Okay, second wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me try and Google the name. So then he would say to Hannah that, why are you crying? Am I not to you better than seven children, uh-huh. seven sons?
Uh-huh.
And the pastor was like, no, you don't say that. Of course, she appreciates you being the husband and being good mm-hmm. to her, but she still wants a son. She still wants a child. And he was saying, women are emotional human beings. Mm-hmm. They cry over anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we can cry over small things. And we just sometimes we just need the reassurance from the men.
Yeah. So if you look at it, that means that this is the example of what I've just mentioned here, that you're not fully understanding now. The man was not fully
understanding. Elkanah was the husband.
Yeah. So it's such a situation. It's an example of a man who's not fully understanding a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Elkanah, like, you're not saying that love you are aspiring for a child, you can still give it to me. I could say it's a misunderstanding of someone's emotions.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not supposed to do that and make the person suppress their emotions and what. But tell us what we can do. You know, you said we...
Okay. All right. So when you look at emotions, I told you, emotions, we have got a number of emotions, but the major ones are happiness. Okay. Somebody's happy, excited.
Yeah.
Then we've got sadness. Somebody's sad, has lost a parent, a friend, or even your dog. Then there's anger. Anger has got the aspect of you want to revenge, you've been hurt. Then you've also the aspect of shame. You're ashamed. You've done something that is not okay and you're ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Then also the aspect of surprise. So most of the emotions they come from these aspects.
Yeah.
Yeah. They develop. Each emotion has got a corresponding action.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes off some other results.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How then do we manage those different emotional states? How do you manage, let's look at happiness. Some people think that happiness is always good. Some people get too much excited.
Yeah.
You get 500,000 into your account. The next thing, you're giving money into anyone. You start to do something that you didn't think you would do. If you're a man, you start to look for other women. You start to become reckless.
Yeah.
So excitement can actually hack your emotional state and cause you to do things that you otherwise not do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you know those aspects now. So emotional intelligence on the aspect of excitement or joy is to know that when you are excited, you run amok. When you know that you run amok, you put boundary down.
Yeah.
Instead of taking maybe your salary the first time it comes, you take maybe 5 days before you can take your salary. So that you settle down.
I hear you.
Yeah. Before you can go and take them. So you put boundaries now. You have to actually discipline. What we call discipline is restrictions which we put upon ourselves so that we don't hate ourselves. Actually, you know, when it comes to life, our main sabotage is us. The greatest enemy of mankind is you, is me, it's me. If I don't protect myself from myself, I can actually die. I remember one statement which I read online whereby the person was like saying, I prayed to God to take away all my enemies and I almost died.
Hi-bo.
Yes. He didn't know that he was also an enemy to himself. That's the aspect. We are actually toxic to ourselves. We sabotage our progress. So discipline now is we put restrictions to ourselves that, okay, you no longer go to a bar, because if you go to a bar, you're going to buy one beer and you're going to drink until the next morning.
Yeah.
You avoid people who speak bad. If you can avoid people who speak evil and trash, who trigger those negative emotions in you. So you put bounds. One of the things is you have to carry out a journal.
Mm-hmm.
A journal is you record yourself of how you behave in different situations.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of now know that, oh, if somebody cheat me, I will kill that person. You have an idea that I will hit that person.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody, you now have an idea of what you do in different. So how do you know? You have a journal. You get the point. A journal is where you write, when people do this to me, I do this mostly.
Yeah.
I've done this in the past.
Yeah.
You don't lie to yourself. Most people lie to themselves. So when you lie to yourself, you cannot tell now.
Mm.
You know, you cannot correct what you hide. You have been so much deceived that you can't set yourself, you can't salvage yourself.
Mm.
So it's very good to be so much honest with yourself. Take a journal, look at yourself like a hawk. Get to know who is Daniel, how do you react, what do you do when you are angry, what do you when excited. When I got the car for the first time, there was this desire of just trying to drive out. You just want to drive out. There's no way you want to go, but just want to drive out.
Yeah.
So you kind of know that. It's the same place with money. If I give you 100,000, you know that money will invoke some attributes that are in you that you didn't know. So one of the aspects I want to challenge you, good people, is this. You can control and manage yourself by putting boundaries.
Okay.
You cannot really completely deal with this being in you. But you put boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You have an idea of what you can do when you are angry. You have an idea of what you can do when you are happy. You have an idea of what you can do when you are sad. Somebody say when he's sad, they want to sleep. And when they sleep, they in the bed, they are still thinking about those things. But if you ever imagine that when you are sad, then you choose to go out. Have you seen how you change in your emotional state?
Yes.
You are really sad in the house. Then you go out, or maybe you go to a gym, or you go to a swimming pool, or you talk to a friend.
Or just go in the streets. Look at the lights. Look at... It changes.
So we call it ecotherapy.
Mm.
Change in environment also change
in your attitude,
mood, in attitude and mood. Yes. Mm. So do not allow negative emotions to settle on you, because they are detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
Negative emotions will cause you to make decisions that are bad and poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Negative emotions will make you make decisions that are bad and poor. Yeah. You know, they say when you are born, you look like your parents. But when you die, you look like your decisions. If your decisions are so poor, so your life will be. Yeah. So everything that affects your decisions is to be dealt with. So what affects your decisions is your state of mind. And the state of mind is determined by your emotional state.
That is so true.
So if your emotional state is humbled, so is your decisions. And if your decisions are humbled, so is your actions, your habits, and the result. That's when you see that at the end of the day, we reflect, our lives are a reflection of what we truly are inside.
Yeah, ne?
If your emotional state is so distorted and humbled, eventually that life starts to show in our relationships, in our work, in everything we do. It's unfortunate. So it's very important that we deal with ourselves and do it ourselves first. So this is it. Take a stock of your life. Don't lie to yourself about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you're genuinely honest about yourself, you can protect yourself from yourself. So look at yourself like a hawk. Avoid environments that enables that negative mindset in you. Do activities that impromptu, that poke other thoughts. Like reading a good book. When you are reading a good book, you are allowing a certain mindset to reside in you. So if you read a good book written by a good man with a good spirit, you'll be surprised like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you read a good book, you know, reading has got high retention. You know what is retention?
Mm-hmm.
You're able to relive it. Reading has got a high retention in the sense that it has got power to change our minds, our thoughts. Altogether.
And to filter out certain things.
Yes. It's like you've got thoughts, maybe you look down upon yourself. These thoughts have been there. Now you are starting to dislodge these thoughts and they take over. Now, when your mindset, that's why the change of mindset is profound to the change of the total human being. If you truly want to change someone's life, you need to change his mind. How do you change someone's mind? You change his thoughts. How do you change someone's thoughts? You now control filters or channels that bring those thoughts.
Yeah.
What are those thoughts? What a person sees. What a person hears.
Mm.
What a person come across. The environment that is in. Mm. These are the birthplace of thoughts.
Yeah.
And those thoughts will shape our emotions. Our emotions shape our actions. Our actions shape our personality. Our personality will shape our lives. So, reading a good book a great book is one of the greatest things that can shift your mind. Do not allow your ideologies which you grow up in to shape your reality. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the other thing that enables us to really manage our emotions is the social circle we create. It's still in the environment aspect.
Yeah.
You know, if you are born in Germany, if you are born in Germany, Miss Happy, you'll be surprised you'll be speaking German.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be even if your parents are really like from Africa.
Yeah.
The environment has got power to shape you. Mm-hmm. Shape the way you think, you feel, you see. Unconsciously, without your knowledge or your consultants.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The environment does not ask no,
your permission.
I want to your permission. No, you just realize you start to dress like them, talk like them, feel like them, think like them.
You're right.
It's contagious. Assimilation. Association brings assimilation.
Mm.
We become what we associate with most of the time.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you can associate with the good clubs, I always encourage, especially when I do consultants, find a good church. Join those societies. Go to those conferences. Join a gym. Make your life active. Go to places that intrigue and challenge and poke those, that light part in you. Do not fool yourself. If you are in an environment that is toxic, it's just about a matter of time. You become toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's another aspect, the environment. Check your environment that you are in. Yes, there are situations whereby you cannot control your environment.
Yeah.
You have no power of your environment. That's mm-hmm. when you talk about resilience now. We'll talk a bit about it. There are situations whereby you cannot, you are renting at a place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The people whom we are staying with are toxic. And you have to stay there because maybe your money can only afford that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You cannot move away from that place.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we talk about resilience. The ability to create your own internal environment within yourself. That is a booster to the environment that's outside. You can create your own peace. Yeah. You see your office. You can create your own peace. You've got maybe posters that are there that remind you of who you are and where you are going.
Yeah.
You listen to good music.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go and talk to people. You can create your own environment within yourself. You have read good books. I think I want to challenge people when it comes to emotional intelligence. Do you have actually what you call mental stamina?
Okay.
Yeah. Mental stamina is the ability to buffer negative thoughts and emotions. They can't hit them. Your mind kind of buffer them. You know those jets when they are moving in the air and there's a missile that wants to attack it?
Yeah.
They are made and crafted in such a manner that they denote, they destroy the bombs. You know that.
Okay.
Especially those jets that escort the president.
Yeah.
They are manufactured and made in such a way that they denote is to neutralize.
Ooh.
Those bombs or missiles, they are neutralized.
Yeah.
They become non-effective. A missile is kind of hacked. I don't know if you were watching this program about the devil sling in Israel, whereby they were shooting the weapons of the enemy down before they reached the ground.
Mm.
So you can actually become that. Stay in it. You are in a toxic environment. And to tell the truth, if you manage to stay in toxic, painful, strenuous environments, your greatness is sure, even your promotion in any place. Because promotion in the political field, in the economics, in any place, is usually a challenge or you are given an opportunity to solve conflicts, to stand pressure. You get the point? Yes. If you're promoted, you're the CEO of this petroleum company, or this, you're now the manager of this, you are being promoted to stand strong when there's pressure, when there's conflict.
Yeah.
So when you don't have resilience,
ooh,
you cannot stand. And the good part of being able to stand in a very challenging environment, it makes you stronger. It
That's
makes
true.
You tough.
That's true.
And when you are tough, you can take on anything.
That's true.
Yeah. You can take on anything. You cannot take big things. You can run a 1,000 member company when you have a weak mind.
Mm-mm.
The mind has to be strong and tough. Emotional intelligence is not always about being nice. It's actually, in most cases, about being tough. You're strong. You cannot be drafted. You see those people who go to war. When you're taken to a war zone, the first few days you are afraid, but with time your mind starts to adjust. So I would say, do not always run away from challenges and frustrations.
Mm.
If you can manage to stand in a frustrating in fire zone, you become the fire itself.
Yeah.
Yes. That means you can be trusted with power. Because power is to be trusted with the ability to handle pressure, pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone who's above, look at even our president. He's above the army, above all institutions, yeah, above many powerful people, yeah, in Namibia.
Yeah.
If that lady is not tough, you know, she's not going to stay there. You need to be tough and strong. So how do you make your mind tough and strong? I have to repeat this. Read a good book. If you don't read, your mind is not going to be strong.
You're right.
Yeah. Don't run away from challenges. Something's challenging. I can't stay in the workplace. The boss is toxic. He doesn't like me. You need to listen that the workspace is not a family.
Hi,
yeah, it's a place where people want to make money.
Yeah.
Some people have a problem. They want to personalize everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not your personal space. Yeah. You don't form a personal relationship with your manager. He's your boss. Mm-hmm. He's got power to fire and speak with as long as he's within the framework of your work and employee.
Mm-hmm.
So most people try to personalize everything. Love people. But the aspect of personalizing everything... So, in most cases, you need to know that people who poke you, it's not about you, it's about them.
Apparently.
Yeah. So if you get angry and with anything that comes up your way, you're going to waste a lot of energy on these things. And for you to really do big stuff and do big things, you won't. So a strong mind is needed. Strong mind is created, one, by reading. Read good books. Number two, first challenge is head on. I'm not saying kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the idea of that something's just challenging, you want to run away. Something that's challenging is to run away. There's nothing that is not hard. I remember I asked my student, she's a nun. So I asked her this question. Say, she's a friend. This is hard. We're so close, so we could talk. Why did you choose to become a nun?
Yeah.
She said, no, Daniel. Being a nun is hard. It's hard. Then you say, but so is relationships and marriages, Daniel.
Oh.
They are hard.
They are. So choose your heart.
Choose your own heart. That's what you told me. You choose your own heart.
But it's true. You know, you remind me of something and I would want to try and get it even afterwards, after our conversation. Mm. Someone said, divorce is hard.
Mm.
Marriage is hard.
Mm.
Choose your heart.
Wow.
School is hard. Not having your qualification is hard. Choose your heart. Wow. Things like that. Children are hard. Not having them is also hard. Something like that.
Wow.
Choose your heart. So really, everything is hard. You just need to choose your heart.
Oh my God. You know, most people, if you focus, I see this with most women. If you focus so much with on your happiness and peace.
Yeah.
I understand.
Mm.
But I would say, focus so much on your progress.
Mm.
In this place, with this person I have, are we making progress?
Yeah.
It's hard, but we're making progress. Then go on.
Okay.
So you question your heart in terms of progress. Of are you going to the next level? Are you growing? Is there growth? Is there progress? Are you changing? Are you becoming better?
Mm.
If that place is answering these questions, no matter how hard it might be, stay there. Because to tell you the truth, if you are a person who's just moving from one place to another place, you become miserable.
Yeah.
Eventually, you sit down in old person under a tree. You are not happy. You hate people because you never really tried. There's this person you become when you are a fighter.
Mm-mm-mm.
You fight and you stand. You don't move or you don't back down. You love the person you become.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This person you become, that is, wow. You look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I really love myself.
Mm-hmm.
A person is going through challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you lose, something is built in you. I don't know if you've come across people who run companies and organizations. I run an organization. You see that the challenge is there. They will make you a real human being. You really become solid. You don't become fluffy or shallow. Yeah. You are detailed. You are grounded. You know what works and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You become a real solid human being. And you need that. The society needs that. Because entities, organizations, our politics, our economies are sustained by people who are resilient and who are strong.
Yeah.
The other one is friends that you form, your let's say mentorship, not mentorship. If you are surrounded by people who are powerful than you in your business, there are people who are around you who are really keen about you. In your marriage, there are some people who are also married who are around you. In your school, there are also people who are around you who are really good. That makes you very strong. It's what that makes you really strong. If you have somebody, maybe you have a mentor who's rich,
mm-hmm.
and you're still struggling to run a shop, and you are always with him, you see his challenges, he gives you some input, you travel with him, you see him, that makes you really, really strong.
Mm.
One guy said, if you see me standing tall, it's not because I'm tall, but it's because I'm standing on top of giants. Everyone who's really powerful, you can give me any name here.
Yeah.
I can tell you from Michael Jordan, you talk about great politicians, Martin Luther King. If you really check them, those people have great mentors. They read good books. And that made them strong. They keep on pushing.
True.
I remember I was watching a movie, so to take you to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This father trained his child to shoot. There was a war that was about to happen. So there came a time whereby the child had to shoot because the father was shot and was almost dying. The child could not shoot because he's still a child. But when the father said, shoot, that energy from the father was kind of transferred. And he was able to do what the father could not do. So I'll say, do not underestimate the power of mentorship. Yeah. Mm. The reason why some people don't have mentorship is because you are always borrowing with a mentor who is bigger and greater than you. You want money, you want help.
Mm.
The best way to have mentors is to help them. Find ways, okay, you've come across a rich man who is maybe does farming.
Yeah.
What can you do that enhances farming?
Nice.
Can you link him to equipment? Can you link him to labor? Can you to consultants? Mm-hmm. New markets? Mm-hmm. New ways of doing things? Nowadays, there's almost information almost everywhere.
Yeah.
What can you do to this person that can add value? That's how you create connection. And once you do that, you'll be surprised that, oh, those are... This business is different. I have a lot of opportunities, but it's the one coming to me with this opportunity.
Yes.
People want to help them.
Yeah.
They want to, how can you be with this person? So that's how you can actually form a mentorship. That will make you strong.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot stand against a person who has been mentored by mighty people.
Nice.
You cannot stand them.
Okay.
You see Trump. Trump is tough. Yeah, you can talk about the things that Trump is wrong, but in terms of tough,
he's tough. Yes, sir.
You realize if you
and bold.
You talk about his father. He always talk about my father. He's always about his father. His father was strong.
Mm.
And he's a lawyer. He had a great, big, great lawyer whom he worked with, whom he was friend with. He links to them if you read his books. They were tough people, powerful and tough people. And look at him now. And when you are tough, there's nothing that you cannot do. Because the capacity to handle power is mental resilience. You can
the capacity to handle power is mental resilience.
Yes. You cannot stand the demands of power when you don't have mental strength.
Mm.
You're not mentally strong. So it's a must that you need to work on it. It's a must that you need to work on it. Mm. All right. Then there's also now, there are tactics which we use.
Okay.
Our time is moving so fast.
Don't worry.
Oh my God.
I'll add a few minutes to it.
You know, there are certain things. You know, when you look at an iceberg, there's always a picture we always show in our consultant of an iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
An iceberg, normally there's a small part coming out. But there's a big part under the ocean.
Yeah.
So when you see that small part, you're likely going to say, no, it's just a small part. But no, it's not. There's a big chunk that is so strong that even still, if a heart attack, do you know that those big icebergs can be so hard that you can even cut them when they're really frozen? They are really strong.
Yeah.
So, when you look at an iceberg, You're likely going to say, I know, just a small part.
Yeah.
But it's because maybe you've never really been in the ocean on the seas. If you've been there, you know that you have to respect those small pecks outside.
Yeah.
So those small pecks in emotional intelligence are those small, those anger issues. That pop up here and there. So we need to look at, why is this emotion always coming out? What happened? In most cases, it comes as a result of one, a chain or a trail of failure. If you've been always been failing, it creates an ideology in you that you're a failure, you are nothing. This creates emotional resentment, anger, sadness. No, somebody's always sad. Somebody's always angry. There's always resentment. Nothing is so. It's because there is a bedrock. There is this iceberg hidden now. That is normally a trail of failure. Or somebody was sexually abused, physically abused, emotionally abused for a long time. It also formed a very huge iceberg that will pop up here and there. Then there's also this issue of trauma. It's one thing that happened to you. Let's say maybe it's a dog that came and bite you. Bite or beat you.
Beat you.
You... Every dog you're gonna see in the streets, you are gonna think, oh, it's gonna beat me.
Yeah.
But no, not all dogs. There are so lovely dogs out there.
Yeah.
So, but you put a trauma, the big part of trauma that it lives in the body. It becomes part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So every time you see a dog, that incident that happened kind of replays. And every time you now treat this dog that is innocent the way you would see that dog that beat you in the past.
Yeah.
Yes. So how then can we address that matter? Normally, there's this idea of rewiring of the brain. We put you in a controlled environment where we can actually take a dog that's so friendly and give it to you for you to touch it. You actually get to know, oh, no, the dog is going to bite me.
Yeah.
Maybe we can even give you 3 dogs. We are trying to rewire your brain. That trauma does not automatically go because of that rewiring.
Okay.
It's like maybe somebody, a girl was hit by a man. Maybe 7 men from the past, they hate him. So every man he wants to form an intimate relationship with, he sees that past. We don't need to blame those people. It's normal. Everyone will do those things.
Yeah.
So how can you heal that person? That person might need to come across a good man. They're actually good men. I could be told.
Believe so. There are good men out there.
Good men who can take care of your accommodation, your food and everything, and still love you genuinely, and still love you. Like it's true. There's still so much light in the world. We are not supposed to allow
bad experiences
from the past to determine how we see. We have to refuse the way we see. Whenever you see darkness trying to override the way you see, you have to resist it by now challenging it with something contrary or opposite. We now bring a dog to you and you touch a dog. Oh, dogs are also very friendly. They're loyal. Actually, dogs are the most loyal animals ever. A dog can defend you with its life. So the rewiring of the brain is done.
Yeah.
When it's done, the trauma does not automatically go, but you are aware now. But not all dogs are bad.
Yeah.
Not all men are evil. Not all girls will cheat you. You are now aware that my mind is pushing this idea, but it's not true. Because one of the things you need to understand about emotional layers, you need to really push some thoughts away. Thoughts are like beds, isn't it? Beds, you don't have control, isn't it? You don't have control of birds flying over your head.
You don't.
But you have control of a bird that tried to nest in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thoughts are like that. You can just look at them and say, this boy, just come. Who is he? They come, but it is thoughts that you allow to settle in your mind that flourish. So be selective about your thoughts. If you allow thoughts full of life, light, happiness, joy, they determine your what? Your thoughts, your actions, your habits, your behavior, your personality, and ultimately even your life. So this is what I can say. And I would say also, you need therapy. When you've come across a very traumatic experience, mm-hmm. like you are really hurt, mm-hmm. go for help, find help. If you went through something that really hurt you emotionally, maybe you went through a divorce,
yeah.
or you went through a traumatic experience, therapy is needed from a professional. Most people seek help from people who like them. No offense about people who seek help, especially in the church circles. Mm-hmm. Some people like you, but they're not trained mm-hmm. to handle situations. People need to be trained to heal some people. They actually process that you go through that make you human again. It said people have been in war. They go through this process or program. Where they are brought back to society. It takes even 3 months, even 6 months, even a year, depending on how you are responding to this treatment. So do not underestimate the idea of help. Especially us men, we feel like you are weak when you go for help.
My
wife is bothering you. We need that help. Actually, it shows you are strong.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because good people, and if you don't find help, your mind resilience. Strength
becomes weak.
It weakens. And when it weakens, it causes diseases. High blood pressure, stroke. Mm. Yeah, because your body is healed because of how healthy your mind is. Most of our diseases come as a result of a weak mind.
Yeah.
Your mind cannot really produce even, it cannot resist diseases. Because it is the processor, isn't it? From which your entity is run. So if the software that manages your entity has malfunction,
mm-hmm.
the whole entity mm-hmm. starts to malfunction. Yeah. So I would like to challenge people that if you've been really hurt, you know when you're hurt that you're not your best.
Mm-hmm.
Find help. Emotional damage is more damaging than physical health
mm-hmm.
because it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the core and the center of your truest being.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's all I can say, Miss Happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been in a classroom.
I'd like to say this before. This is also very important.
Yeah.
Most people, because your life is so hard, they are always thinking about themselves. My children, my dog, my mom. You need to move out of that realm.
Okay.
You really need to look and see what can I do for others. You cannot surpass the happiness of people who are doing something for others. If you check, people are very healthy. I don't know if you've seen, people are always trying to do something for others. It can be pastors, that it can be leaders who are genuinely concerned in the world. Look at their health. Just check them. They're always happy and excited. They've got this healthy. They might even have much going on because there's this happiness and this, it's actually released this, chemicals in our body when you do something good for others that makes you happy. And the more you are happy, you are excited with yourself, the better you become, the better you do things, the better your life. So going out and showing love, kindness will make you so much a better person ever. Actually, we become a better people the more we love. Love is the greatest act humans do. Yeah. Without love, there's no life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life is love.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you just stick to yourself, it's me. It's hard.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't explain that level of peace and happiness. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, look at
if you. If you find me tomorrow saying I don't understand emotional intelligence, it's a lie. I walk away having learned so much, and it has opened so much of my understanding in so many aspects. Like, I have so many thoughts coming in my mind, like things that I think need to be done that I also need to do and stuff like that. But yeah, I hear you. This has been a very interesting conversation, Mr. Daniel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. No, I'm excited that you are happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing us here. I pray that people get to know emotional intelligence.
Mm.
Yeah. From my experience, it has become so much central because it affects almost everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Happy.
Thank you so much, Chikoza Daniel.
Wow.
I definitely wish you all the best with everything else that you do. And yeah, continue to educate. You never know. I mean, one person educating others, it's making a difference.
Wow, thank you so much.
Okay. And of course, you have now come to the conclusion of today's wonderful topic. I must say, I was paying attention. Most definitely. Yeah. Say. Like really, really. Ears open, and I'm very appreciative of this conversation. Now, of course, if you would want to listen to this conversation again, please do head over to our podcast session. That is, if you have downloaded the Eagle FM app already. If you haven't, head over to Google Play Store and App Store and download the Eagle FM app. That is Eagle FM Namibia. You can be able to listen to this conversation again. Also head over to our website, and that is Eagle FM again, and listen to it. Don't forget to subscribe to our WhatsApp channel. That is 081-200-4144. Send a text message via WhatsApp on 081-200-4144 and subscribe so you can receive our tri-weekly dose of social economic news. That is The Villager newspaper, out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And with that being said, I say my goodbyes. A good night. Have yourself a wonderful Saturday evening. Please do wake up and go to church tomorrow. Yeah, do that. And as for me, Ndafa Happy Juju, I say good night. Bye-bye. Adios. Cha-cha. I'll see you again next time. Same time, same place, same radio frequency. Cha-cha.